Welcome back to the Mum's Edit podcast.
We're live on air in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, hello.
Hello, everyone. It's a duo today.
It is a duo. Lil is busy in the warehouse packing everybody's orders after her exciting launch and rebrand.
Just so amazing and proud of that woman.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, honestly, hustle, hustle.
And we've had to keep the secret as well for like
12 months. I know.
And everyone's like, how's Lil going? We're like, yeah, really good, but we can't.
We couldn't divulge
anything. So, no. So excited and so proud of her. Lil will give a recap when she's back next week.
She will.
Funny story. We went to record yesterday. Thursdays is our day. And the guys next door.
We all look at each other and we're like, and I was like, what?
I was like, oh my God. And then, yeah, you were like, oh, shit, that's going to pick up. And I was like, yep, it 1,000% is. Ren went over the fence, stood on my air conditioning unit, hanging over the fence, if you will, saying, excuse me, hi, hello, how long are you going to be? And he's like, hours. Yeah, he did not give a fuck.
Nah, he didn't. I was like, oh, it's actually our podcast day. And he's like, hello.
And then on his merry way. He put his headphones back on. Off he went.
On his merry way.
And then he actually put the radio on as well to add extra noise.
And then we hear this.
Yeah.
Banging. And we're like, you're just taking the piss now.
Yeah, he was taking the piss. And today we were like, usually like the old us, we would have been like, oh, well, we'll record next week. And Lil was like, no, we're going to have to record tomorrow as in today, as in what we're doing right now. But then this morning
Lil was like, I'm sorry, I'm too busy. And we were like, we totally get it, but we're hustling.
We're recording today.
So guys.
And we're at Ren's today because actually the guy was back today to do more building. So
it's been
a bit of a topsy-turvy morning.
It has, in a few ways.
I've usually got Rosie today on our Friday. Nate had golf at 11, said I can have Rosie till 11, then I've got golf. And I felt like saying this is actually my work.
Yeah.
A form of work.
Of course it is.
And imagine if I said to him, sorry, I've got brunch at 11. Yeah, and
so
you're going to have to work it out.
But, you know, a man's world.
Yeah.
As I always say, yeah. It is a man's world and they will do what they do.
And rightly so. And he's taken her off to Build-A-Bear and then just going to my mum's. So,
to make him feel better about the golf.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Honestly. Love you, mate. Love you, Nathan. this morning I was just saying to him before we started how terrible I felt because Rosie didn't eat her dinner last night. She goes through these phases where she's like starving in a growth spurt and then just like doesn't really care much for food. Last night we had barbecue, she didn't want to eat it. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to force you. But then this morning woke up starving.
Yeah.
Her request was Oreos for breakfast, which we didn't have. Had to order that in. And then didn't feel like the Oreos. So I'm like, I can't really pick it anymore. And I was saying yesterday in my appointment to my facial lady that she used to be like a very vanilla eater, like chicken nuggets, you know, all those things. She doesn't like my boys. She doesn't like them anymore.
Right.
She doesn't like the vanilla things anymore. She's sick of them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, now what? Now what are you
literally
eat?
My boys are getting like that too with nuggets. And I'm like, no.
Even a plain pasta, which she loves, she's not really into anymore. And I'm like, cool, well, there's not many options left.
No.
Luckily she does eat like her lunch boxes at kindy and stuff like that, which is weird as well, because like if I was at home with her and gave her that stuff throughout the day, like the yogurt, all this stuff, she wouldn't eat it.
Same.
But when she's like around people or at my mum, she eats like horse. It's
because
just
she knows she's got options. That's the same with my boys.
Yeah, correct.
The same. Does she eat fruit?
At kindy, she does.
So that's my saving grace with the boys because they're very vanilla as well, as you know, very particular.
Yeah.
So I'm just so grateful that, oh, Sunny, not so much, but Harry is obsessed with fruit. And I've got Tom to thank for that because he just was always like fruit, fruit, fruit. And like he loves it as well. So
Good on him.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, pal.
Nate, you've got to step up.
Yeah. Yeah.
The kids on the fruit. Luna just eats anything. And this is what I was saying too. It's fucking weird. She eats everything. She'd eat like a bowl of curry for dinner. Like, eats everything.
That is amazing.
boiled eggs, like everything. And I'm like, well, it goes to show it's not a me problem. That, no. Like Rosie is the way she is. I was the same as a kid till I was like 19. I didn't eat a vegetable till I was 19.
Same, 21 I was. Yeah.
It runs in the family. It does. It's some weird gene. Luna's caught the Campbell gene. Big eater. Rosie's sadly caught the McBanny.
But I also think it's quite normal for kids like to not have – I mean, you do hear of the kids that eat anything like Luna and I'm like, what I would do.
A unicorn child, really. Like – and it's good just to have the one kid to stress about in terms of are they eating enough.
So but look, we've turned out all right.
We have. Ish.
Well, it's a bit debatable. But
Sunny had Skittles for brekkie. That made me feel better.
Yes. So I'll tell you about my morning now. 4:18, Ziggy wakes.
Why?
I could tell
you
wanted.
Did he go back?
Yes. Okay. Oh, he always goes back. Good. Whether he wakes the boys up, usually he does.
Yeah.
If he wakes at that time, so then I'm like, okay, need to be quiet, quickly get the bottle in, go into Harry's bed because they'd already made their way into my bed.
Mm.
So give him his bottle. Then I hear this pitter-patter, pitter-patter. No. And I'm like, this can't. Sunny. And I was like, he'll probably go back to sleep, to be honest. But he's like, Mum, like starts talking and I'm like,
and when they talk in an animated voice, you know it's bad news. You know it's not the Mum.
Yeah.
If it's Mum.
Yeah.
That is when you know it's not going to be a good
morning.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. So when he started talking like that, I was like, there's no way. I was like, Sunny, do you think you're going to go back to sleep? He's like, well, I'll just lay here, Mum, but maybe if I watch my iPad, I'll go back to sleep. And I'm like, well, we both know that you won't. He's
but
like,
if you're
okay,
quiet, I don't give a shit.
I don't care. So pass him the iPad. Then I hear this other pitter-patter. Oh,
good.
So Harry's awake for the day. Fine. He's on my phone. I'm sort of in and out of sleep. By then we're all back in my bed. Ziggy goes off to sleep. This is about 5:30. I said, Harry, let me know when it's 6:30 and we'll get up and have breakfast, whatever. Very silly. Very silly of me.
I just want to know how you thought he was – like, did you expect him to be watching the clock and be like,
he's pretty good with time. Okay. Like, and he likes – like, he's very number-orientated. Yeah, okay. So I was like, oh, he – you know,
it's not that foolish of you.
No, but then again, he didn't want to go to school today, and he made that very apparent from the moment he woke up. So I was like, "Why would he wake me up at 6:30?" Very silly. Yeah. Anyway, so I go back to sleep. I'm full on dreaming at this point, like dreaming in and out.
Yeah,
and then so Ziggy and I were asleep. Then Sunny wasn't even in the bed, so I wasn't even like stirring that much. So I get a little person coming in, Mum, sorry, Mum, it's 7:24. And I was like, oh my God.
Was Zygmunt still asleep?
Yes.
What an angel.
He's an angel. He goes back to sleep. He wants to sleep in like his mum.
Yeah.
Like, give us some rest time.
Yeah.
And I was like, Harry, are you joking? And he's like, no. And I was like, okay, yep, let's get up. Gathered my thoughts. You know when you're so out of it? Mm. Anyway, I go into Sunny. He's got colour all over his face. And I was like, have you been drawing? And he's like, no. And I was like, what have you been eating? He's like, nothing. Anyway, Skittles.
Okay. Yeah.
Skittles for breakfast because I was too fucking lazy to get up.
You were asleep.
I was asleep.
You were in a dead sleep.
And then do you think he wanted breakfast after that? No. He was full of
and
sugar
do you know
and energy.
That is? The teacher.
Yes, so true.
You don't have to deal with that today.
So then, ended up running a bit late for drop-off, but that was fine. Sunny was full of Skittles, and I'm talking he ate a lot out of the packet.
Almost the whole bag.
Yeah, and then, like, his hands were even, like, discoloured.
Yeah.
Perfect. So anyway, that was amazing. My morning. But anyway, got them all out the door and finished by 9:15. So here we are.
Amazing turnaround.
Yeah.
Rosie is just so me with the sleep. Like, she's really appreciating, like, laying in bed, watching her iPad of morning. And I don't think I've told everybody because I don't want to be, like, an annoying, like, person. But we got an ice bath and it seriously changed my life. Like, I cannot explain. I've been doing it every day since January when we got it.
When I saw your energy yesterday, I was like, I need an ice bath, sadly. Yes, you might have been in your dressing gown for an hour afterwards, but...
I was in my dressing gown because they say you're not supposed to have a warm shower straight after. You're supposed to let your body like reheat naturally. But yesterday I could not get warm and I was in my massive snuggly dressing gown and it was like 33 degrees outside.
And I was like, are you okay?
I was like, no, I've got major goosebumps. But this morning, like the girls always come out with us and like cheer us on while we're doing the ice bath because we do like 4 minutes and it's a long time and it's just so cute when they're out there. And Rosie goes this morning, Mum, can you take my bed out there? And I was like, no, dear. If it's a king size bed, I can't fit that out the door for you to watch me in your bed on the deck.
I can't.
But she just loves like having a little relax. And I'm like, and Nate this morning was like, oh my God, I've got two Stephs now.
That is so cute though. I love that.
Very wholesome.
It is. And then what's Luna doing when she's having a rest?
Luna doesn't love a rest. She's usually like in the morning eating Nutri-Grain. She has like two bowls of Nutri-Grain in the morning just on the cupboard. I love that.
Yeah, that's fine. Wherever. And
yeah, that's where she is when Rosie's having a morning relax. But she doesn't mind in the morning. Like she usually wakes up at 6:32 and watches the iPad for an hour.
Yeah, stunning.
7:30. But like you said, it's a bit of a rush. And I think it's hard at the moment because daylight savings is kind of phasing out and it's dark in the morning now. So like it's harder to get up. I don't know. It's
weird.
But I need to get up at 6:30 again. And there's so much more hours in the morning to get lunchboxes and shit like that out the door.
That all done. Yeah. Mm. I've recently got one of those bento boxes and it's been like a life changer without having to clean all the containers.
Yeah.
And it's so much quicker in the morning. Just like little containers in like a lunchbox. I can't like grow up. Like bento boxes was out. They've been
for years.
For years. Like what was I thinking?
When you were like, oh my God, I got a bento box. I was like, cool story at all. Yeah. Get with the program. We've all got bento boxes.
I can't.
Bless your soul. Yeah. How easy are they? But I find some of them aren't deep enough.
Yeah, agree.
And I've just found – I can't remember the exact – I actually think – I don't know what brand it is, but, like, it's quite deep compartments, which is good. I can stack the sandwiches on top of each other.
Yeah.
And take up more than one compartment.
Yeah, and then you can put more in the other compartments. Yeah, totally. I had a bit of a pamper week this week. Wow. I got my nails done and I also got my Botox. And I feel like people ask questions about Botox. So I'm going to tell you what I got.
Yeah, go.
I got something new this time, which I'm super excited about. But anyway, so my usual is like forehead, frown lines, and what's
Crow's feet. Which is like around your eyes, smile lines.
Yeah. And also this isn't new. I've been getting this for years. But I had to start – I didn't have to, but I wanted to start getting it's called a gummy lip drop. So, like, you get them just under your nose and the Botox relaxes your lip because I had such a gummy smile.
Mm.
Like, when I smiled, you could see heaps of my gum.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I got that retouched up. So it just relaxes the muscle and then, like, you don't see the gum as much. Yeah. It's so nice. But I tried the one in the jaw this time.
Oh, did you?
Because I clench so much.
Yeah. Yep.
I've actually got huge muscles there.
Mm.
And like my injector was like, who's also my friend, she was like, oh my God, they're so strong. That's how much I clench. How sad is that?
Do you know what? I don't have that problem. Like I do clench, but like I want my jaw to be stronger. You know what I mean? See,
that's what I'm worried about now. What if I lose shape?
Nah. I don't think so. But I want my muscles there. But I thought I was a clencher, right? Because I do. I literally in the day I'm just like, oh, my God, everything in my body is so tense, like relax your jaw.
Mm.
And I went to the dentist the other day, which I'll fill you in on. But I was like, oh, yes, I'm a massive jaw clencher. And it's like, you actually have no signs of jaw clenching with your teeth. And I was like, oh, well, sorry, I'm not making it up.
So funny. We like just diagnose ourselves with things.
But, yeah, I am actually getting – I just don't want everyone to freak out because everyone I told me has freaked the fuck out.
I was like, I literally need everyone to
relax. I need everybody to just fucking relax. Okay?
Everyone needs to take a deep breath.
I'm getting veneers. Getting veneers next week. Now, I'm not getting a full fucking mouthful. I know everyone's like, oh, my God, you're going to look like Bucky,
plastic.
And everyone who has veneers. Like, mum's like, I've never seen anyone who has veneers look good. I'm never going to look at you like the same mom. Again. And I'm like, that's really hurtful, number one. Say yeah. never going to look at me the same. That's really hurtful because I'm still your kid. anyway, most people don't know these teeth, which are the ones next to my two front teeth.
Your eye teeth.
Actually, are they called eye teeth?
I think so.
They're actually composite veneers already. So I got them in year 8 because these two teeth grew down.
I didn't even know they existed then. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's such a, like, I a bit know. Of a well, it thing
was called,
now.
I just was told it was called cap back then.
Oh, a cap. Yeah, yes, but it's actually okay.
composite veneer.
Got you.
And because I was in year 8, they didn't really, like, it wasn't like a huge aesthetic thing. It was just because those teeth grew down, like, a bit of a different shape than they're supposed to be.
So have you, how many times have you had them replaced since?
I've never had them replaced. So you're supposed to have them replaced every 5 years because they get discolored and everything. And because your teeth, because I had braces, like my teeth have started to move. So now I've got like a little gap here, like in between the eye tooth and the vampire tooth, whatever the real name is.
Yeah.
So long story short, I've needed them replaced and I didn't want to get composite again, which is like the type of material because they do get so discolored. I went in and I was like, I need to get them replaced. And he's like, you should definitely replace it with a porcelain veneer because they stay like the color that they are and we can match them to your other teeth. Because I've never been able to whiten my teeth or anything.
No, because they don't change color. Don't
change color. No. Wow. And they are so much darker. Like, you can't tell in video or photo, but like even you said yesterday, like now that I've pointed it out, you can tell.
Mm.
And they have to do the two front teeth because otherwise they're just not going to match.
No.
I can't just have two random veneers here.
No.
And when, like, these are the stars of
I
the
just
show.
Don't want you to look different. I'm not, I love I looking know. At you the way that you yes. are and I'm so scared.
I know.
But I trust you. You showed me a photo yes. yesterday of someone else that got it done at the same yes. place and they look supernatural.
By the same dentist. Supernatural. I sent the photo to my mum and I've said to my dentist, you don't understand, my mum is – on me like a hound and they cannot look fake or Barbie-ish or whatever. Yeah.
It'll be fine.
That is that. And yeah, just nervous. So
no, you'll be fine. I actually wanted to go winding back to the Botox because I know people get really scared about it. And I promise this isn't sponsored at all. But if you ever want to get some subtle, you know, just to what do you call? Sprinkle. Soften the lines. Just a little sprinkle. Mm. Fika in Adelaide is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like I said, not sponsored. I just want you girls to be looked after and that's where you can go. And if you have any questions, you can always ask me. DM me, guys.
And you can also go to my friend. We've got lots of friends who are cosmetic nurses. We do. Thank God. Also my friend Ruby at Self. She's amazing as well.
Oh, yeah. That's where you get yours done.
Yeah.
So, gotta love your robes.
I know. God bless her.
All right.
Yeah. I actually got Nate to get some Botox the other day as well. He got a topper.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah. So
we should have a Botox party. I know, sorry for the people that are against Botox, but we live for Botox, sadly.
Yeah. But I have seen some people starting to we're leaving.
It's all right.
I don't want to talk about it.
No more.
I just got my wedding rings. Funny story. Well, it's not really that funny, but I got some new wedding bands, which I've heard like wives' tales that it's bad luck not to do it. And I'm like, do you know what? If you are married long enough that your rings go out of style and you change your style and your ring doesn't fit that vibe anymore, then that's lovely and says a lot about your marriage. They've stood the test of time. Been married 6 years and I was like, I'm not the same person that I was when I chose that ring, really. So I've just replaced them and I'm going to keep my old rings for the girls and they beautiful. Will love that.
And stunning, absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I love it. Like Nate's love. Just text me saying we'll be leaving in 15. I'm just going to have to say please drop her to
Mother Mum. Dearest because –
can I drop Rosie to Wren's? No, you can't.
I can't.
Serious?
Oh, ring my God, bless.
Sorry, everybody, but I just have to sort that out now.
And on your merry way to your fucking golf session, Nate. So have important. A beer for us, bro.
I know. What else are we going to talk about today?
We had some hate during the week and I just feel like
we
need to talk about it because – I was in a laughing fit.
we say it's hurtful, but we're fucking pissing ourselves.
Like, literally, I had tears reading this. Like, I was like, guys, people are starting to get hateful in these anonymous boxes. Like, I'm not coping with this.
And it's just fucking funny because we got so cocky about the fact that we don't get online hate. We're like, wow, the internet is such an awful place and we've never experienced that dark side of the web. But it's just rest assured, you guys are bringing it. So well done if you're listening.
Now, this is so funny. And, like, I want to be Steph in this moment because it's hate for Lil and I. Do you and Lil actually speak like this in real life? I can imagine Steph being the same all the time, completely natural. But you and Lil seem so forced with how you talk, a bit fake, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm putting on a voice. But anyway.
Because you're
fake. Please reply to this and tell me if you guys always talk like that. Love heart.
It's kind of nice with the love heart.
At the end. But it's also
It's
love at it's quite a nasty blow. Okay, I can't put on my voice for this amount of time. I've always had a bit of hate for my voice. I'm not going to lie. Like, I used to get up on my personal page a fair bit like, oh, my God, your voice is so annoying. Hmm. I'm sorry I was born this way.
Yeah, and you're not going to help it. It would be fake if you changed your voice.
That's right. I actually had a lot of people asking if I'm from New Zealand, and I'm not, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think Adelaide has a bit of an accent.
Yeah.
I think I'm sort of
Adelaide's
like.
Adelaide's a bit more like English.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So. You but maybe sound more like you're from Sydney or Outback Australia. But I
I
was saying it's actually funny because it is what you guys are like 24/7.
And you know it what would I mean? Be, like, I get how it would be annoying. Like, I do.
But I listen back, like, just a few times that I've had to edit recently when producer Aaron's been away, and I listen to my voice. I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Same.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that I wasn't included in there about.
There is a good reason why I don't listen to the podcast, and it's because I don't actually enjoy the sound of my own voice.
Yeah.
So, yes, I was laughing at this, literally had tears of laughter, and but also I was a little bit like, yeah, I can understand, and that's a bit
And what
bit
about
hurtful.
The one that said that they were threatening to stop listening?
Oh, yeah, because I reckon it's Lil that says it a fair bit. She's like, now for a small fee,
actually, I don't think
I have it here. She was like, The girl, I'm guessing it was a woman that wrote in saying, can you please stop saying that you're going to make money for a small fee? I'll stop listening. It's annoying the fuck out of me or something like that.
And stop making jokes about like monetizing the podcast. Yeah, it is literally just a joke.
Like that's our humor.
It's our humor and we're not going to change our humor for a listen.
So no.
I'm sorry.
For a small fee. No, I'm joking.
For a small fee, we'll keep you as a follower.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? Like, if you're at the point where we're annoying you, it might be time to go.
Maybe
we're not your people.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay.
We appreciate feedback.
Yeah.
But for the people who do love us, it would be appreciated if you left us a review.
Yes. Can you please leave us a review? I feel like we deserve more for how many listens we get.
I know. I'm like, guys, don't be a
come on. Listener. That's right. So anyway, we do our new segment, which is Ask TME/the community. Ooh, so that was up and we actually posted this yesterday on our feed, but I thought we'd maybe unpack our own feelings on the podcast today. So the person said, not a question, more a scenario. I am massively attracted to my partner's mate to the point I'm having dreams about him. Cracks in my own relationship, which doesn't help. He is married, but not sure how happy he is. What would you girls do? Stay in my own lane, sadly.
Yeah, I feel like.
Not sadly.
Someone wrote in our comments and I really like got this. Like they said, you can't help who you're attracted to.
No.
Like, you can be like, oh yeah, he's hot, whatever. But it's the fact that this woman is wondering if he's happy in his marriage. And like to me, that's like such a red flag. That you're actually considering potentially even exploring it. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like how you respond to that attraction is what's important. And if there's cracks in your own relationship, like, yeah, the grass looks greener on the other side, but
isn't always.
It's not. It's green where you water it. So I would suggest that she does some work in her relationship and also on herself because a lot of the time I feel when people are like even like thinking of like being, what's the word?
Unfaithful.
Unfaithful.
Yeah.
That it's like a problem within themselves where they don't feel enough, they don't feel appreciated.
Agree.
Totally whatever. Agree. So I just think, yeah, like I've been in situations in the past, previous relationships, more than one, where there has been, is it disloyalty?
Yes. Disloyalty. And infidelity.
Yes. And it fucking hurts.
Yes.
Yes. Things happen. You meet other people, whatever. But I just don't think it's fair on anyone. Like you said, work on yourself, work on the relationship first. If that doesn't work, whatever, leave the relationship and maybe explore something further, but do not interfere with a marriage.
No, and there is a woman on the other side of this who is innocent as fuck, has no idea that, like, imagine, I just put myself in that position where I was like, oh my God, imagine if one of Nate's friends' wives had a crush on Nate and was like,
oh, and you had no idea, and then they were thinking about what should they do.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I would be so heartbroken to think of that. So, yeah, that is my advice. Was there any others that came through?
Oh, yeah. Is it normal to buy something almost every week online? I feel like I might have an addiction to the point I've posted things to my neighbor's address so my family doesn't notice. Only ever buy things on sale, mainly clothes. Mm. I wanted to sob for this girl, but I was also hysterically laughing because I think it is so normal.
Yeah, so normal.
Maybe we can ask the community this as well. Yeah. How often do you buy online?
Yeah. Do you have a shopping addiction?
Do we?
Because I also want to know, is the neighbor like super supportive and been like, here's my address, or is she just going over there and getting it from their doorstep?
Or like oh, package was delivered here again today.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's like, oh, whoopsie, must have put the wrong number.
Yeah.
Like, I need to know more.
I need to know the details as well.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, the sales get you. And also she's justifying it to us and to herself by being like, mainly on sale. You don't need to justify that, sister.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't, it's fine.
But also, I actually need to normalize this. I'm not in a position to buy something online weekly at the moment, but there was a point where I was easily.
Yeah.
That comes to the next one, which is saying, can we just be a little bit more open about financial struggles at the moment and how, like, the cost of living? And I fully get this person, like, and that comes back to not being able to buy something online every week because it's too funny, fucking expensive to live.
Correct.
Like, the cost of living is just silly.
At the moment.
At the moment, and, like, it is
everything
insane.
You see about the government trying to fix it, it's like, I just don't understand what's really – it feels made up. And someone wrote this the other day, like, it's a scam because who decided we're in a cost of living crisis and just bumped everything up?
Well, that's right.
Who actually decided that? That's what I want to know because it's not making sense to me.
No. It doesn't make any sense.
There's a meme floating around at the moment. Have you seen those memes where it's like, if I won the lottery, I wouldn't tell anyone, but there would be signs and it's like photos of all the things they'd do, and people
so
are like
funny.
Posting it, and it's like a cart, like a trolley full of groceries, going to the dentist, like stuff like that, like normal fucking stuff,
normal that shit that shouldn't
too
be
expensive. Yeah. Cheese should not be $12 a bag for that tiny fucking little cheese. By the time I finish making my cauliflower cheese, half the bag's gone.
Yeah. Oh, like, God, yeah.
That was
a very expensive dish to make.
Side dish that my kids didn't eat.
In saying that, I'm actually making, which has turned out cheaper, my own baby food.
Oh.
So I'm like making like smoothies and stuff for Ziggy with like fruit that the boys don't eat. Like, still obviously fine.
Yeah.
It's not going without, guys. But like oats, it's quite cheap. Wheat Bix, like mix it with Wheat Bix, and like it's just been a fucking game changer.
Yeah, because the batches do add up.
Like, they do. Like, yes, you can get some for a dollar, but like if you make a huge batch and then.
I love that.
Yeah, it's been so really wholesome. And then like seeing him enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you feel
I'm
so
fucking
so
kicking
goals. I never
goals.
Did that with my kids because of my ADHD.
Kicking
but
goals.
I would love to be that wholesome person.
I wasn't with the other two, but yeah, just this time around I'm like, let's make a few changes here to help the budget.
Now, funny story, I am on day 3 of my cycle. It came unexpectedly early on cycle day 26. When I was having my kids, I was a 30-day cycle woman.
Yeah.
And I actually used to, like, you know when they say, like, how long's your cycle at the hospital or at scans? I'd say 28 days because it would push your due date back.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
But, yeah, so 30-day cycles. And then, like, after Luna, I don't know, like, she's 3 in September, so it's not really – it can't be a postpartum thing. But I had a few days last year where they were really late, my period, like 35-day cycles, just fucking
yeah,
random.
But do you know, like, there can be so many factors, yeah. Like stress.
Illness,
not eating enough, like.
Oh, that yeah. wasn't my problem. But, yeah, obviously something weird was going on. Anyway, I literally went to the toilet, did a wee, wiped, had my period, and I was like, holy fucking shit, because, like, everyone knows we've been talking about it. We're on this hormone balancing journey. I've been, you know, trying to also just be healthy and all this stuff, and I was like, I've literally woken up with my period. I've had no cramps, no PMS, like, no mood swings. I was a bit tired, like, over the weekend going to bed early, but just completely out of the blue, and I messaged the girls, and I was like, oh, my God, I've got my period early with no PMS. I've literally cured my hormones, like, just so cocky and arrogant. And then I was like, woohoo, go and girl. Like, what are you taking? Because I need to go get it. Yeah. So I was like, I've been taking creatine, which is, like, literally for, like,
pre-workout.
Yeah, it's like for working out. Anyway,
I can't.
Then I had to come and get something from Ren's that afternoon. And I was like, by the way, I look atrocious. I came over in my loungewear. Ren didn't think I looked that bad, but I felt fucking terrible. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I was
you
so
look
tired.
So tired. You
I
were yawning.
Stop yawning. I every was 2 seconds. I was walking around like a zombie, like my hands, like you can't see them, but they were just like this. Like I was literally walking around like this. And I was just like, I don't know what's happened. It's hit me out of nowhere. I was knocked for the day. I couldn't even feel my body. And I was trying to explain that. And Ren gets it. It's like when you're that tired or like low iron or something. It's not iron, but you know, you can't feel your arms or legs.
No, you feel like floppy and you feel numb.
Numb.
Yes. I know the feeling when you're that fatigued.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, then it kind of, yesterday was all right.
Yeah, I was like,
today
wow.
Was all right.
But yeah, anyway, day one or something. Weird.
And we were just talking about hormones. We've actually diagnosed Ren with a hormone disorder.
Yes. Bit of a trigger warning here because there is a few mental health issues that I'm about to talk about.
Self-harm, et cetera.
Yes. So what Steph has actually diagnosed me with, which I'm going to talk to my psychiatrist about because it all fucking makes sense. Mm. Like it was like a light bulb moment. Mm-hmm. So I've been every few weeks I get in this real bad state of like depression and anxiety, like generalized anxiety. So like nothing in particular, feeling like I'm losing control, falling in a heap. Like I always say to my mum around this time, like, mum, I'm dropping my bundle. Like I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I started to track it and it was always the week before my period. And I was like, oh my God, like it just has to be hormonal. But then I didn't know there was an actual condition.
And like everyone goes, oh yeah, that's normal the week before your period. But there's normal PMS and then there's what you experience, which is completely a whole another level of hopelessness,
like despair. I don't want to freak anyone out, but like there's been dreams of suicide during that week. Mm-hmm. Like that's how down I am. Mm-hmm. I start dreaming about hurting myself, like real scary stuff. Like I don't deserve to be here. I feel like my kids they deserve better. Like it's honestly to a point where I'm like, it scares me. Like
it's like something's taken over you and you're not yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's honestly so weird. I feel like a different person. But anyway, then I looked online and it is called, now I'm not saying I have this, I will talk to a doctor, everyone, and I'm fine. Like I'm
You're fine as soon as your period comes.
Oh, my God. I'm like the day that I start bleeding, I'm like, thank fuck, because I know I feel normal. Mm-hmm. And like
I've, even in pregnancy though as well.
I was the same and it's just my hormones, I think. Mm. So it's called premenstrual dysphoric disorder, so PMDD. And I would love to hear anyone that's like gone through this or how you've come out the other side of it, because I'm petrified for 2 weeks' time. I've got my period right now or just coming to the end of it. So 2 weeks' time, I'm like a week time. No, 2 weeks' time. Yeah, 2 weeks. I'm like petrified of that time again. And it's not even like I talk myself into it. Like it's just the feeling of despair.
And it's every month. And how like daunting, like if you've had depression before, you know how fucking awful it is. And then to know that you're going to feel like that every month is daunting.
Like, no, I need it to go away. I don't have time to feel like that. Like I'm juggling three kids on my own. I can't have time
to fall in a heap.
So these are some of the symptoms that Google told me. So anger or irritability. I get in rages, like And I could be at home on my own and something pisses me off and I feel so cross, like so angry. And like I've obviously lashed out at the girls in these moments and you're like,
whoa. Oh, barely.
Barely, but yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, just really cross, really impatient, like stress, feeling on edge, overwhelmed or tense, anxiety and panic attacks. It's the only time I have panic attacks is during that week. Depression and suicidal thoughts, difficulty concentrating, fatigue and low energy. It's the tiredest I ever get. Food cravings and binging. I binge on that week to a point where I actually put on a few kilos. I'm not kidding. Like, and I can't stop myself. And I don't care because I'm like, I obviously need it for whatever reason. It's like fueling me. Headaches, don't really get that though, to be honest. Insomnia, get a bit of that, and mood swings.
Yeah.
And it's got a picture of someone changing masks and that's really funny because that's me. So, yeah, just a real like it's quite a serious thing.
It is a serious thing and it's an actual disorder. Like I said, like there's PMS and then there's this. And there's no cure but to treat it is actually antidepressants. Now, sadly, you're already on the highest,
dose
of antidepressants you can get. So we're wondering.
Producer Aaron, he's like, so what are you going to do? And I was like, well, sadly, I can't go off my antidepressants. So.
I'm on the highest dose.
I'm on the highest dose. So yesterday I went to the health shop and I said, do you have anything for hormone balancing, please?
Hello, do you have anything for someone
and she's like, yes. She got so excited. She's like, come over here. Anyway, she's like, now just give it maybe 3 months. And I was like, I wanted to sob. I was like, I don't have 3 months in me. Just I need this to work straight away.
It needs to work tomorrow.
Yes, like literally. But I feel like it won't take that long. I don't. It'll be fine. Everything's fine.
But that is a question for your psychiatrist.
Yes. Everyone look after your mental health if you are triggered at all. I'm here to talk, but there's also people around you to talk. It's if you don't have a support network, there's always someone to talk to, like us or professionals.
Lifeline. Yeah.
Yeah. There's people here for us and for you.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I have some exciting news.
If you've been listening, you know that Jeep fired Ren without a warning. Very, very distressing for the poor girl back in the Mitzi. Serious mechanical issues, $5,000 to $7,000 to repair, which you do not have.
No.
Sorry. You've been in a bit of a pickle.
I have, and my poor dad has given me his car to drive around. It was fine when he was in Bali for 2 weeks, but he's no longer in Bali. But now he's stuck at home because the dear boy is paying for my car to get fixed so he can get his car back.
Yeah. Okay. But and I said at that point, it's probably he just needs to buy you a new car because I wouldn't be putting another dollar into that Mitzi.
No, but it came down, so it's going to cost $3,800. So it's not $5,000 to $7,000. It ended up being $3,800. Still a lot of money, the money that I don't have that daddy does. So I'm so lucky.
Thank you, daddy.
I'm so lucky to be in that position where I've got family support, which I completely understand. So I'm not like taking the piss. I fucking get it. Money is hard. But the exciting news is I'm actually partnering with a car dealership.
Oh, my.
So Jarvis Subaru, which is actually a dealership in Adelaide, was speaking to our manager and one thing after the next. And they've offered me a Subaru for 12 months.
Yeah.
Could be plus if they love me, which do you think they will?
I think they will, yeah.
So today I'm going to pick up the Subaru Outback Sport, and the boys are going to be beside themselves.
Have you told them yet?
I've told them that when I see them on Monday, the new car will be here with an air conditioner.
Oh, my God.
I know. So I'm super excited, super grateful. It's so cool because they're an Adelaide dealership. I went to meet them on Wednesday, I think it was. It was, but I was like, you know what? I don't know if it's like after kids or something. I've just grown this confidence in myself where I'm like, you're either going to love me or you're not.
Yeah.
I can't put on a front. I'm going to be who I am.
Yeah.
And I was. And they loved me and offered me
That's amazing.
A contract. So I was like, this is just so cool. And I have to say, like, they were so about what car would be best for me and the boys. Like, they were so personable compared to who I worked with previously. Don't need to say the name again. But they actually wanted they actually wanted the best for my family. Like, they were so excited for me. Like, just so fucking wholesome.
Yeah.
So Wow. I'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah.
Like,
really, really.
It's exciting. Not any sponsorship to do with the podcast or anything, but it's just an exciting thing to share. And yeah, I'll keep you updated. It's been a ride and you guys have been on it with me.
Yeah.
So just stunning. So today getting the car. I'll take a photo and maybe take a selfie or something.
Yeah, really exciting. Yeah. And next Wednesday actually we are going to an event, which we're so excited about because we don't really go to events.
We get invited and we're like, can you guys go that day? No. Nah. All right, well, one in, all in. Nah, okay. All good.
I know. So we're actually going. It's for International Women's Day and there's some amazing speakers. We're just so excited. And we're going to be sitting with Chemist Warehouse, which we're so excited because we've collaborated with them before.
I know, and they invited us to sit with them.
And we're obsessed with Chemist Warehouse. Like, literally, if you've seen us in the aisles there, I'm like, I need this. And it's just
heaven. It's heaven on earth.
It is.
You were waiting at my doorstep today. Sorry. Had to quickly pop into Chemist Warehouse. But yeah, just strolling the aisles there is absolute heaven. Like, oh my God, I love it.
Gorgeous.
But so excited for Wednesday. So we'll update you on that as well on Thursday.
Yeah.
We're getting dressed up, which is super exciting. Really we never get dressed up.
But it's at 8 a.m.
Yeah. So how are you going to make this work?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because I'm like, tonight, you're just going to have to drop off that day, but we were just saying before, like, there's been a few slow starts to the morning. So
I'm dropping Ziggy at 7. I was like, Mum, I feel so bad. And she's like, oh, Ziggy doesn't know what time it is. And I was like, that's so true. It is true.
And I had to drop the kids early to childcare one day when I was getting my tonsils out.
Mm.
I had to be at like the hospital at 7 or something. And we had to drop them at like 6:45, but they actually thought it was the best because
it was fun, different.
There
was it,
and they got to do. No, twilight. No, dusk.
Dawn. Twilight.
They got to like help make brekkie and set all of that up. And oh, like, cute. Can't do that.
No,
he can't really move. He started crawling.
Oh yes.
He started crawling, which actually made
his way down the steps somehow the other day. So yeah. Look, things are escalating fast. I'm not quite ready, but also grateful that he's taking the next step in life.
Yeah, good for him.
But just very busy, and I have to keep my floors somewhat clean because he's getting filthy. I'm like,
oh shit,
you know,
can't have choking hazards laying around. No, not that I can see any.
No, not at the moment. Yeah, maybe that small rock, and like the boys just have little bits of Lego and shit all the time. Yeah. So it's like
hard.
I'm actually not usually a playpen mum, which nothing against playpens. I just never did. I never got around to it. Sadly, third child, I'm going to have to. Getting ready, boys ready for school, I'm going to have to pop him in the pen.
I just can't, like, I don't know if it's because, Rosie's nearly 5, Luna's turning 3 this year. I just keep forgetting that you were in this baby stage.
Yes.
Like,
I keep forgetting.
Like today, I just went to the toilet, like we're at Ren's, and I was like, oh, shit, like you don't have a bath, there's a shower.
Mm.
I was like, do you just get in the shower with Ziggy? And she was like, no, we have a baby bath. And I was like, but where do you, like, what? You've got a baby bath? You're bathing in the baby. And I was just thinking, like, that feels so long ago for me. And you're back there and you're doing a great job.
I'm trying my best,
so
sis.
Happy for you.
Thanks. Yeah, really trying my best, so. Yeah, that's all I can do. But yeah, I think we're done for today, guys. Yeah. I've got to go get the car, so see you later.
And I've got to go get Rosie, who's dropped my mum's. What should I do with Rosie today?
She's watching
Mystics, Sisavo.
What time's that? Yeah. 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, it's really hot today. In saying that, taking her down the beach will probably be too hot.
Yeah, and she'll want me to like, yeah. I don't know. And I love going to the beach, but I've found that every time I take my kids, they get bored quite quickly as opposed to like going to the pool or something.
You could take her to the pool, Marion Pool.
I could.
Yeah.
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 I need another coffee before I do that.
Yeah, I know. I'm definitely having another coffee in a minute.
Yeah.
For sure. So. All right, lovely ladies. As always, amazing to chat. Love you all.
Bye.